Blog Talk Radio.
by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one prayer.
Everybody for calling in and tuning in. Hallelujah to the anointed truth of Christ worldwide and uncensored. Hallelujah, where anything can happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to come into the presence of God believing that anything can happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Jesus, hallelujah, when people realized they were in the presence of Jesus, hallelujah, they began to follow him. They began to worship him. Hallelujah, amen, because regardless of their circumstance, they knew that anything could happen because God was in their presence. Hallelujah, praise God. The woman with the issue of blood, she knew anything could happen. She knew that everything that the doctors couldn't heal, all her money couldn't heal. Hallelujah, amen, but she knew if she could just touch the hem of her garment, of his garment, that anything could happen. Praise God, hallelujah. We have got to believe that as Christians today, hallelujah, as followers of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that regardless of the circumstances, amen, regardless of what's going on around, hallelujah, no matter how high the obstacle, no matter how deep the ditch, hallelujah, hallelujah, no matter how wide the water, hallelujah, no matter how tall the wall, we have got to believe, hallelujah, with God on our side, anything can happen. Praise God, hallelujah, anything can happen, praise God, hallelujah, because God is in our presence. How do we know, hallelujah, he's in our presence? Because he said in his word, when two or more gather together in his name, hallelujah. See, we're not gathered in my name. Hallelujah. We're not gathered in Sister Valencia's name. Hallelujah. We're gathered in the name of Jesus. He said, whenever we gather in his name, he is in the midst meaning the middle. He is in the middle of this tonight. Hallelujah. That's why we ought to give him praise. That's why we ought to glorify his name. That's why we ought to thank him. Hallelujah. Because he met us here. He's already here. He's in the middle. Hallelujah. So we glorify his name. Praise God. So his presence can be felt. Hallelujah. Amen. So he can fill the room. Hallelujah. So he can fill your space. Hallelujah. Even though we're in different areas. Hallelujah. Different parts of the country. Hallelujah. Different rooms of the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Different parts of the city. Hallelujah. Amen. God is still has us connected to one another right now, and his presence, hallelujah, can be felt. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person that called in, everybody who has tuned in. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that your presence, hallelujah, met us here. Hallelujah. And we just ask you to have your way on tonight. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything that you are about to do on tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, open up the line, amen, for testimonies and prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a time that we call, hallelujah, praise reports. Hallelujah. Prayer requests. Hallelujah. This is where we come forth and we testify on the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. If the Lord has done something good for you in your life, hallelujah, he delivered you from something. Hallelujah. Amen. He made a way when there was no way. Hallelujah. This is the time when we come forth and we tell those, hallelujah, amen, that God is a maymaker. Hallelujah. God can open up doors that can, no other man or no other being can open. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is when we come and testify about faith, because somebody out there might be going through the same thing that you went through. Hallelujah. Praise God. They might be in the same situation that you were in. Hallelujah. And your testimony will give them hope. Hallelujah. Amen. That there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Hallelujah. Praise God. That there is hope on the other side. Hallelujah. That God can deliver those that are deep. Hallelujah. In mess. Praise God. That God will bring you out. Hallelujah. Your testimony could save somebody tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's also that time if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, that we ask that you come forth and put that on the throne of grace. If you're out there online, hallelujah, amen, Blog Talk Radio, if you're out there, we invite you to call in. Hallelujah, if you're out there on Facebook Live, we invite you to call in. The number is 516-666-9967. That number again is 516-666-9967. Praise God. We invite you to call in. If you're out there on Facebook Live and you don't want to call in, praise God, you can leave your prayer request, hallelujah, and your testimonies in the comment box. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will put those on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We believe, amen, what the Bible says. The Bible says, amen, when two or three agree on a thing in the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we agree on something, the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. In other words, when we ask God for something and we touch and agree that God is going to do that thing for us, hallelujah, he does it. Praise God, hallelujah. It's touching and agreeing, praise God. It gives one another hope, hallelujah, amen. One another helps us build each other faith up to know, hallelujah, God is still with us. Hallelujah, and God is still in control. And whatever God said he's going to do, he's going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if anyone has a testimony, praise God, or a prayer request, the phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God, hallelujah, for the callers that we do have online. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be opening up the line later. Hallelujah. For more testimonies and prayer requests. Amen. If you, hallelujah, maybe you were having trouble with your mute button or something. Praise God. We will be opening up the line, hallelujah, again later on for testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. So just hold on. Hallelujah. Amen. We will open up the line again later. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The meat. Praise God. What we all came to hear. Praise God. And that's a message from the Lord. Amen. And delivering that message tonight, hallelujah, is none other than, hallelujah, friend, amen, to the ministry, amen, family, amen, you might want to say, hallelujah, amen. She's a straight shooter. She shoots straight from the hip. The way the Lord gave it to her, that's the way she's going to give it to you. Praise God, hallelujah. So, amen, strap on, strap down and get ready, hallelujah, for the Word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than our very own, hallelujah, Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Can you cover me in prayer first, Elder, please?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you touch the woman of God tonight from the crown of her head, hallelujah, to the sole of her feet. Lord, we ask that you lead her and guide her through your word on tonight. We bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy that's trying to hinder her, hallelujah, from delivering your word on today. And we thank you for each and everything that you is doing in her life, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder, First Lady, to Brother Darrell, all the saints that's on the line, Jennifer, all the saints that's on the line tonight. I just want to give honor to God who was the head of my life. I just want to thank God for allowing me to be on the line, bringing forth his word to the people of God. And I'm going to be teaching on the movie Ghost Ship, but let me go to the throne of grace with a prayer first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how, repenting of anything that I've done that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you just continue to create in me a pure heart and renewing me the right spirit, Father God. I pray that you touch everyone that's on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm praying that people will be healed, delivered, set free, in the name of Jesus, God. It's all for your glory, Father. It has nothing to do with me, but it has all to do with you, Father. And I just thank you, Father God, even when we get off the line, Father, I pray that people have a peaceful sleep, Father God. A lot of people got to go to work tomorrow, Father God, and they just on the line because they just want to hear a word from you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. You are worthy to be praised, and I just thank you, Father, as you have me behind the cross, Father God, and I just thank you to speak to me, through me, for your glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And once again, everybody know I sent out the text that I'm teaching on the movie Ghost Ship. I don't know how many people have seen that movie or not, but it's a very great movie. I mean, it's so many different movies that the Lord has given me. It's like every time he showed me a movie, it's always good in the movie and it's always bad. So the way that God has given to me is always, if God in the movie, then it's the devil. You just got to figure out which way that you know, when you look at the movie. It's very powerful, especially the way that he gave me this movie, Ghost Ship. And Ghost Ship, I'm finna start out Ghost Ship. And the definition that it gave me for the movie, I'm not going on Ghost Ship. I'm going on the enemy know what you like. I'm going to say it again. The word for tonight is the enemy know what you like. And the movie, Ghost Ship. A savage crew was approached by a man named Jack to go find a ship. It's a military boat. Jack offered 10% if they help him. But Murphy, which is the owner of the ship, said if he go get the boat, he had to pay 20%. And this is Murphy's crew. The people that's in Murphy's crew will be Mulder, Marlena, Jack, Dutch, Fantasia, Greer, Santos, and it's the captain. I'm finna talk about the enemy. The enemy, he has a job to deceive you, to put fear in you, to lie to you, to seduce you. I'm going to be talking about a girl named Katie. Katie is pure, the pure little girl that died on the boat. She pure. She have not sinned. She pure. She's just a little girl. I'm also going to be talking about Katie is the one that's going to keep on appearing to warn this young lady. I'm going to her name, Marlena. Katie is sent to warn Marlena. That's the type of God that we serve. He always going to send somebody to warn you. Warning always come before destruction. Don't ever say God don't send you no warning. God always send a warning. It's just, are you paying attention? Okay? I'm going to get First Lady to do these scriptures in a minute. The first scripture that I'm going to... Please put your phone on mute. You can still listen. Just put your phone on mute, please. Thank you. I'm going to ask the woman of God to do the scriptures in a moment. But they found it. Okay, Jack talked to the people, and they said they're going to go help Jack find the boat. Okay, these are savages. They be out there collecting boats and all stuff like that. So this is how they make their money. So they all out there. Jack took them to a boat. So they walk around here looking at the boat. And all type of weird things start happening on this boat. They came to fix the boat. And Katie kept on showing up, like I said, to Marlena. Marlena's the only one that can see her. Nobody else can see her. I don't know why nobody saw her. Marlena is the only one that kept on seeing the little girl. And the reason that she kept on seeing the little girl, Katie says, because she remind her of her mom. So that's why she kept on showing up to Marlena. And also she would tell Marlena, you need to get up off this boat. You need to get off this boat. If you don't get off this boat, you're going to die. So... the enemy, let me talk about the enemy again. The enemy, he wants to steal your soul. The enemy wants to tempt you. The enemy wants to get to the sin. And let me go back. Lady Prevo, I need those scriptures so I can move forward.
Amen.
Amen.
And you want all of them, right?
Yes, go ahead and give me all of them so I can go and finish this up. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the first scripture is coming from chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, and it reads, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, neither idolaters, neither adulterers, neither abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetings, nor drunkens, nor rivals, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And the next scripture is coming from Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. And it reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And the next one is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. And it reads, Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornicators, uncleanness, inordinate affection, covetousness, which is idolatry. And the next one is coming from Romans chapter 6, verse 15, and it reads, What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. That's okay. We're going to move forward. We're going to start talking about guilt and lies and deceit, and that is what the enemy does to try to trick us. I'm going to start talking about Motor. Motor is the owner. His name is Santiago. I cannot pronounce these people's name. Santiago. People start dying on the boat, okay? Like I said, Katie kept on appearing and said, get out the boat. Y'all don't need to be on the boat. So the man that was fixing the boat, he died. So Motor started feeling bad. He started feeling bad because he's like, I'm on the ship, and one of my crew members, they died. So Motor went, okay, let me back up. When Jack up to him. He said, you want to drink? He said, he don't drink. Motor don't drink. He got some problem with drinking. So he starts feeling bad. Automatically, sin. He want to start drinking, okay, because he's feeling bad. And not only is he feeling bad, he's having, like, flashbacks. You know how the enemy try to mess with your mind? He starts seeing a dead man, Seth Yoke, torturing him. Like, if I went on this road, I wouldn't die, making him feel bad, guilt. That's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to come and make you feel bad. He already got him to sin. I'm telling you, everybody on this boat got to be tested on the level of sin to be marked. I'm feeling really go somewhere deep with this. It was a captain. It was, okay, let me back up. Before they got on the boat, before they all got on the boat, everybody got that. Everybody got killed on the boat. They were sent to kill everybody that was on their boat. Folks, people's stuff was up. They said people food got poisoned. Folks got shot up. They got cut all up on this boat. Everybody died that came on this boat. These people came to this boat. That's why they call it ghost ship. This boat is already haunted, okay? So it's all type of demons and sin, all type of stuff floating around. One man walking around. I'm talking about sin. I'm about to talk about Greer. Greer has a lust problem, okay? Greer is on the boat, okay? He's engaged, but he heard this woman with a seductive voice, a seductive spirit. One is the woman. Okay, let me back up. Her name is, because this woman is a Jezebel. Let me tell you about this woman. Let me go back to her. Her name, Francinta. Her name is Francinta. Okay, and she was sent to, she dead now, okay, but she's seducing him with a voice. I'm talking about sin, okay? He already talked about he got a fiance now, okay, and everything, this woman dead, okay? But he's not seeing her as dead. He's seeing her with a pretty face, seeing her with a fire body and everything, okay? She set him up to be killed because she already came when she, the first time we paid them, all the people that's on the boat the first time, she came with another man to set up people to get, because it's something on the boat. What's on the boat is gold, y'all, okay? That's the whole reason that Jack came. Jack is not who he portrayed to be. Jack looking like this old nice guy and all that. Jack is the devil. Jack is the enemy. Jack is the one on the boat getting everybody killed. He can turn into different people. Once he gets you killed, he can actually turn into you. That's why he was tricking Motor, playing tricks with Motor. He walking around with everybody deceiving. I'm talking about the enemy. When I say the enemy know what you like, he know what you like. He started messing with Murphy with drinking. Murphy was not drinking, but if he could put the seat, if he could make you feel bad, he's tricking you. He tricked this man with love. This is a ghost. This is a ghost. He's chasing a ghost around the boat because that ghost looks so good because he's operating on the spirit of lust. Let me move forward. Okay, we're talking about Jack, the girl with the Jezebel that I was talking about. Jack sent her. I'm talking about the people on the boat the first time with Katie, the little girl to keep on appearing. Okay, she was sent. Jack sent her so she could set up all the people on the boat, so get everybody set up and be dating this guy. So she got, you know, they got everybody, you know, got down the gold and everything. This was on the first time on the boat. Now, the first time on the boat. Okay. So she got the guy that she was dating to kill everybody. And he killed everybody. And then as soon as he turned around, she shot him in the head. I'm talking about a Jezebel. I'm talking about a Jezebel. And as soon as she done it, here come Jack, the enemy. He walked up to her, kissed her, then kill her, and then mark her. The enemy don't play. The enemy don't play fair. I don't know how people hokey dokey with the enemy. The enemy don't like us. He on assignment to kill us. So if he on assignment to kill us, why is it that we at saints or not the ones that saints? Why you want to play patty cake with the enemy? He don't play patty cake with us. Don't y'all know when we sleep, he plotting to how he's gonna kill us, and not only kill us, kill the kids. He come in your dreams. If he'll come in your dreams, what make you think he won't come in your baby dream? It's time to get right. It's time to be safe. It's time to be right. I'm telling you, the enemy don't play fair. He does not care. He can look. It's a little girl. Okay, I don't. That does something to me about children. But this, I mean, the little girl, I thank God for the little girl. The little girl was pure. The little girl had to come and tell the woman. Listen, I got to go back to the girl, the woman name, because there's so many different names in this movie. This is lady name, Marlena. She showed Marlena all of that. Everything I just told you, she showed Marlena that, which she knew who Jack was. Because at first, he was fooling everybody because, you know, she didn't know who Jack was. So, and not only that, Motor, he got a picture of who Jack was. That's why he went and killed Motor like he did. So as we moving on,
And she said, we got to get up, get off this boat. You know, we're going to blow up this boat. She not letting him know that she know what he's doing. But she's like, we got to blow up this boat. He said, what about the gold? We need to get the gold and stuff like that. She's like, you said, we're not thinking about no boat. We got to think about saving our lives. We got to get off this boat. And then she asked him why he asked her where Dodge was, because he said he know where Dodge is, because Dodge dead, that he turned it to himself because he was trying to deceive her. That's what I'm talking about. The enemy have a job. The enemy job is to deceive you. The enemy job is to test you. The enemy job is to make you sin, cuss, fornicate, do everything pretty much worldly. That is his job. That is what he told God, I'm going to get them. God said, okay, I'm going to let God gave this fool, and I'm calling the enemy a fool. Yes, sir. He gave this fool permission to try us. God gave him permission. See, he got power, but he ain't got power like this. See, if you know, if you stay in your word and know the word of God, praying fast and doing what you're supposed to do, he can't trick you like that. See, he didn't trick. I don't know what it was about Malena. She was chosen. Always, every time God gave me a movie, somebody is chosen. And she just happened to be the one that's chosen because she did not know what was going on this boat. But by the revelation, this is the type of God that we serve. Stuff happened in our life. God will give you a revelation about what's going on. She did not know about all those people dying, but God sent this little girl. I just look at this way God gave me stuff. He sent this little girl to tell this woman, these people, get out there, go. The enemy's coming. He want to kill y'all. He want to deceive y'all. So she's like, get off the boat. That's how good God is. God loves us so much. Even in our sin, God is so good. He said, you can be saved or you don't have to be saved. I still love you. And he still blesses us. He still takes care of us. That's the type of God that we got. So I don't understand why folks want to compromise and play patty cake with the devil. I just put this on Facebook 9,000 times. People don't seem to get it. It's not no joke. When you don't know better, when you know better, you're supposed to do better. I did not know it myself. I had no idea. And I found out this later in ministry. I did not know horoscopes was witchcraft. Everybody posts a horror stuff. You are putting witchcraft on your own self. I did not know that. I ain't know horoscope was witchcraft. I used to wake up before I got saved, got my horoscope. Oh, this me. I'm a Libra. I'm the queen. I'm the goddess. That's witchcraft. And folks just be sharing it. But you know why they do it? Because they don't know. They don't know. That's what I'm talking about. When you're doing everything worldly, you cannot really catch on to nothing that God is saying. But as he tried to trick, I'm going to go back. I'm talking about the Savager. When she asked Jack, she said, who the hell are you? That's exactly how she said. He said, I'm a Savager, just like you. You collect boats. I collect souls. Did you hear me? He said, you collect boats. I collect souls. The enemy job is to get your soul. He don't care. Your mama, your daddy, your child, your dog. He wants you. He's going to take you out the best way that he can. And I'm telling y'all, the enemy, he don't play fair. He don't like you. He don't like us. And then let me go back to this part, the poison. Okay, poison everybody. I'm going to go to the next part, collect souls, the Savager. Everybody. Okay, everybody, she said, he said, I want to make a deal with you. He said, I want you to, he said, in order for you to live, I just want you to give me the gold. She said, I want my crew back. He said, once they mark, he said, once this cross over their mind, once the devil got you and said you here, it's a mark. He put a mark. Everybody that he got everybody on their boat except her. Because he got them to sin in some kind of way. And once he got them sin in some kind of way, he marked us. And that's how the enemy do. See, God is so great. If we go to God and say, God, forgive me, God forgive us just like that. The enemy put in your head that God ain't forgave you, okay? When we go to God that one time, God out of mess. He wiped it away. It's like we never done it. That's how good God is. But then they play in your head, yeah, he forgave you. You know, you sin, you missed him. Oh, you know, you did this. You were fornicated. You cussed. He remind you of everything that you done negative. Okay, anytime you operating a lot of times on negativity, baby, it's the enemy. God is all positive. God is all love. But as he told her, he said, I collect. So he said, I'm making a deal. He told her about making a deal on her life. Now, he was trying to scare this one. So he got the power, the authority of her life. She said no. She blew up the boat in which he disappeared. Everybody on the boat, you know, everybody that was on the boat, the ghosts on the boat, they just flooded from the boat, I guess heaven or whatever, because he had a lot of people on the boat. Okay, but she made it. Nobody else made it. She only one that made it. Rescue team came and got this woman, okay, and she's sitting up, she up in the ambulance or whatever. It's another boat loading up. loading up, people walking in the boat, loading up with God. I mean, loading up with gold. And guess what we see again? Jack, what, the enemy? I'm telling you, it don't matter what. He going to come. No, he going to come. That was the end of the movie. He came. She like, no, like, we just, what they just went through, she's seeing, like, I'm telling y'all, this is a good movie. Just check it out. It's a horror movie. I mean, come on. It ain't scary like that, but it's a horror movie. And I'm talking about faith, about the enemy. And also the way that God gave also to me, to, you know, about me going, how I go to work and stuff. You know, everybody panicking about this virus and everything like that. And I just thank God, save, sanctify, Holy Ghost, feel that I'm not in fear, because I don't understand. It's a lot of people that's not working, then there's some people that are working. It ain't nothing so special about me. I'm like, why am I? For one, I'm only part-time, okay? I don't really have to be up there. But God used me to go up there to spread the word to his people so they won't be so fearful. Everybody's scared. That is the trick of the enemy, for you to be scared so you won't come out your house, so you will not live. It's a trick of the enemy. God has allowed this virus, okay? He has allowed it. Some people have the virus, but the God that I serve, he can heal. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. But the enemy, everybody on the news, cause I'm shutting down. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm shutting down my Facebook page when I get off the phone for 3 days. I'm shutting down my inbox as well. And I text folks the word or whatever. But I got to intercede for my family. I have to go and intercede for my family. That's what about being saved is about, because it ain't about how I feel about what I'm going through or nothing, because the enemy can't have my family. It's somebody that's chosen in the family that got to fight. It's somebody's family that got to intercede for their family. Look, I know everything that I've been through, everything that God brought me through. Don't, no, nothing really punk me like that. Can't nothing just take me out. We got to intercede, because everybody is scared. It's some people that's sick. Some people got it. Some people that don't get it. But you got to cover yourself. You got to cover yourself with the blood. You got to cover yourself with the word of God. Because I'm checking the internet corner. Every time you turn on the TV, they're talking about this virus. Every time you turn on social media, they're talking about this virus. So you got to be talking about something else. Because I'm not going to allow it to continue to play up in my spirit. I'm not going to hear everything of the currents of the world. I want to hear about the word of God. And another thing that surprised me, made me so upset about the saints. We knew this was going to happen. Okay, this ain't new to the saints. I mean, this what's happening is supposed to happen. But you got to also, everybody looking at it as a negative. Look at the positive thing about it. Now more people on Facebook trying to talk about the word of God. The church is closed down. They shut down the churches. First, okay, why do you want to shut down the churches? But hey, okay. That don't stop but to go outside and bring forth the word of God sometime in the building. Because if people want to be here to live and set free, they want to know what the saints going to do. What we going to do? Are we going to be scared? It's so many people scared, y'all. I'm telling y'all, they're scared to stand beside one another. It's so much fear. Everybody just walking around. Folks going to have anxiety and heart attacks and depression going on from this fear that the news, the media keep putting in there, turn the stuff off. Turn the TV off and pray. They used to complain about they kick prayer out of school. Well, baby, pray. Well, your baby home now. We'll pray with your baby. Why you can't turn that TV off? Why you can't shut that show? I mean, shut that stuff down. Don't y'all know that stuff getting your spirit? I don't want to hear nothing depressing. Please don't call me with that. I'm not going to listen to it. And I will tell you, I will block you, or don't inbox me that. I'm not. Right now, the level that God got me on right now, I have to intercede for my family. That is my assignment. That's what God got me to do. And I'm telling you, it might not be easy, but if he equipped you to do it, and he has equipped a lot of people on this line to do it, we got to intercede and fight for our family, because the enemy, he don't play fair. The enemy will walk up in your house, ain't got nothing on the rent, nothing on the light bill, and pass turmoil in your home because you don't know no prayer. You don't know no scripture. You don't fast. You don't pray. And if you don't pray for your kids, he going to take them out. He already started this school. He's trying to get these kids. I'm going to kick prayer out of school. God allowed it. Everything that's happened, y'all got to always with God allowed it. He said, there's a man at the job today. Because everybody else be talking about the world standard. I like this man. He said, the reason it's happened, God is angry. I sound like how you talk. I said, yeah, he is angry. Everybody doing what they want to do. I wake up, I'm grown, I can do what I want to do. Who told you that? First of all, it's grace and mercy if you wake up to see another day, to even have your right mind, to have somewhere to lay your head, to take care of your kids. We are not here to do what we want to do, not like we think. It's just everything. It's so the kids are disrespectful. world. You could just go get it. You ain't got to go to God. Oh, God said, oh, really? So he allowed this to happen, y'all. He allowed it. But I'm still, y'all still missing. He's going, look, if he want to kill us, if he just really want to kill us, he could just kill us. If he don't want to kill us, he just allowed something to happen. And he got all power. He got all power. It don't matter if somebody got cancer or whatever. God can deliver. God can heal. Look, I smoke cigarettes. And I'm telling you, okay, I'm 41 now. I started smoking cigarettes, y'all, when I was probably at the age of about, what, 19, about the age of 30. My throat started burning. And you know what your throat started burning? Say on the box, if you smoke cigarettes, the possibility of getting lung cancer. My throat was burning. And God wanted me to get off those cigarettes. So I prayed. I went to God. I ain't going to talk to everybody. I said, you got to learn how to shut up. I mean, talking so much. I went to pray. I sent a text to my pastor. I said, Pastor Johnson, I said, my throat burned. I'm not going to speak. And I'm not going to claim none of that. I said, can you pray for me? He prayed for me. My throat don't burn no more. Look, I know what God can do for me. They said, my head liver damage. Oh, my liver fine. Look, I know what God can do. I know that God is a healer. I know what he can do. So we got the saints. We got to really get it together. We cannot allow the enemy to tempt us with sin. Because I hear so many people say, it ain't time to say it. It ain't time for me to say it. God's still working on me. I can't use that excuse no more. I got to intercede. It ain't about me no more. I got to do what thus says the Lord. And doing what thus says the Lord means you won't be liked. Doing what thus says the Lord means you get on people there. They don't like you. They feel like you're an outsider. First thing that I don't think I'm better than nobody. I just do what God tells me to do. And I will stand alone on it. Look, I'm at that job. Y'all think, don't nobody want to hear what I be saying a lot. But, like, they be walking in a little scared. I be like, good morning. I mean, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? I said, I'm blessed. I have no complaints. They said, what you say? I said, I'm blessed. I have no complaints. I like that. See, it takes courage to do stuff like that. So if I'm sitting in, ain't nobody going to hear nothing about God. See, God conversation come up all the time with me when I'm at the work. See, I'm supposed to represent my father at all times. I'm like, you guys, my family. I'm like this all the time. They go, Valencia, with their texts. Valencia, my family, they said, Valencia sent 3 texts a day. I sure do. I consistently send out the word of God. Look, when I was in the world, I did it all in the world. Okay, I'm saying I'm going to do it all now, especially when it comes to friends and family being saved. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell, but I don't want everybody to keep on freaking out about this coronavirus because what it is, okay, it has happened, but don't allow it to take you out, and don't allow the enemy to take you out. Don't allow the enemy to walk up on you, make you sin, make you act a fool, make you get out of character, because that's what he wants you to do. The enemy wants us dead. When we sleep, he's plotting. He's so bold. I'm telling y'all, you got to pray. You got to say, God, be with me in my dreams. Because he will come in your dream and mess your head up. You'll be like, okay, where'd they come from? That's why you got to say, cuff, I keep me some oil. I got to get me another bottle of oil. I keep me some oil. I keep anointing myself. I drink my oil. I anoint my forehead. I anoint my ears. I anoint my eyes. I anoint my feet. My feet, the direction that he's taking me, my hands. He anoint my hands because I might have to pray to somebody. I drink it. When I drink it, it's for him to cleanse me. When I put it on my eyes so I can see better. When I put the oil on my ears so I can hear God's voice. See, this thing, you got to listen. All of this go together. You got to anoint yourself. You got to pray. You got to fast. It's a job, and it's suffering that come with it. But I'm telling you, when you know that you can intercede with somebody, when you know that you can, and God told you to do it, and you know you're going to do it, the greatest reward, people, it ain't money. It ain't fame. It's God. It's God being pleased. And I'm telling y'all, I'm telling y'all once again about this enemy. Stop playing patty cake, thank us, man, to go talk about God, help me. Stop walking, stop going, stop playing with him. Stop playing, because he's not playing. He will kill. If this don't scare you, he'll kill your child. If that's what scares anybody, he will take them out. That's who he wants anyway. He wants the kids. He wants to take out. He wants the kids to walk around talking about at 6 or 7 years old, they gay. Oh, I'm born in the wrong body. But you ain't born in no wrong body. That's a spirit. That's a spirit. People are scared to say that. Oh, you judging. No, you ain't judging. It's in the Bible. Look, it's Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve and all that other stuff. This all compromise. See, the world has compromised. That's why God allowed this stuff. Everybody can't have lost their mind. But once folks really wake up, folks going to really find out who God really is. Because everybody on social media now, that's a preacher. They on social media preaching, which is God. That's what God wants people to do, to talk about him, to acknowledge him, to know that this is my world. God wants people to know that I have all power. Not the enemy. He allowed the enemy to do so much. I always know that he allowed, like even the Bible with Job, he said, can I touch Job? He had to go to God. The enemy, the devil, had to go to God and say, can I touch Job? He said, you can touch Job, but you can't kill him. You think God don't allow the enemy come? You can go mess with Valencia. You go mess with Valencia, but don't you kill her. Trust me, he didn't miss God. I'm telling y'all, I'm supposed to be dead, but because of his grace, because of his mercy, because he loved me so much, I'm still here. But he said, go mess with her. God say, go mess with her. Go mess with Elder. Go mess with Lady Prevost. Go mess with Durham. They're going to curse you guys. Oh, no, don't mind. My chosen ones, oh, no, they're not going to curse me. No, they ain't going to curse. He knows who's going to curse him. He knows the ones that are going to turn their back when things get uncomfortable, because the way things are now, saints, it's very uncomfortable. The situation is, it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people because they wake up and they're scared to go outside. Oh, please. Not wake up, pray, put my oil on and walk out that door like ain't nothing. I don't walk in fear. And especially if I say I'm a saint, I don't want to be walking in fear no matter anyway. Even though it looks scary. Of course it looks scary when I'm going to the stores and everybody got on a mask. Got on the mask and bandanas and all these gloves and stuff. Got on gloves. It's summertime. We ain't got no hot gloves. Just too many. We ain't no more hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizers. I said, Jesus. Okay, Lord, take the wheel. I said, God, I'm just panicking. I said, Lord. I said, but I'm not going to hide up in no house. I'm not. I'm not going to hide up in no house. I'm not. So, saints, it's time for us to come on out. Come out. Because the enemy going to do what he needs to do. And then saints, we need to do what we need to do. Elder, I'm done. Second your hand. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you put in her belly for us on tonight, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her, continue to prosper her, continue to fill her up with that word, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for that word. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the woman of God. Hallelujah. And truly the enemy is truly on his attack. Hallelujah. Amen. But like the woman of God said, that is his job. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is his job. Hallelujah. To tempt you. Praise God. Do we not remember when Jesus, amen, went down to the water and was pointed out? Hallelujah. There goes the Lamb of God that came to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. He was baptized and we heard the voice of God. We saw, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit rest upon him as a dove. Hallelujah. Amen. And immediately he was led to the wilderness to be tempted. Hallelujah. By the tempter. That is the enemy's spirit. That is his job, is to tempt you. Hallelujah, to confuse you. I like the way the woman of God said, hallelujah, amen, about the confusion with, I feel like I'm a woman, I feel like I'm a man, when the Bible clearly tells us in the book of Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's belly, before I formed you, hallelujah, amen, I knew you. That word knew means to have an intimate knowledge of, meaning I had an idea of who I wanted you to be before I shaped you. Hallelujah. So if you were born a woman, hallelujah, if you were born a man, that's what God had in his mind when he made you. Hallelujah, a man. Hallelujah, amen. And the enemy wants you to believe that God makes mistakes. God don't make no mistakes. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to open up the line at this time. Hallelujah. If there be one on the line tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, perhaps you have a comment on the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one?
I thank you. Praise God for the word. Nothing to preach you, nothing to God. So true. You know, the enemy comes to seek, kill, and destroy. Seek who may he devour. But we got to stay alert, keep our focus on God, and watch what goes in our ear and our eye gates, like the preacher said. Amen. I just thank, praise God, overall for his presence and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for those comments. Hallelujah. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God. People wonder how people can go to. It's weird. It's weird to me because people can wonder how we can come to church. Hallelujah. Amen. People getting arrested, pastors going to jail. Hallelujah for having church. Hallelujah. People wonder how can they go to church knowing this virus is out there? How can they be around each other knowing this virus out there? And the very same people are crowded up in the Walmarts, crowded up in the grocery stores. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Crowded up in the hospitals. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you around a crowd of people. But see, we around, hallelujah, a crowd of saints. Hallelujah. We're around the Spirit of God. And we believe, hallelujah, as long as the blood is covering our lives, we are safe. Hallelujah. We have nothing to fear as long as God be with us. Who or what in the world, hallelujah, can be against us? Hallelujah. Praise God. The phone lines are still open. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request, a comment on tonight?
There you go.
Praise the Lord, Elder. This is Jennifer Williams from Long Island, New York. Please pray for me. And my head hurts, but the Lord knows why. I need to rest. But I thank God for the word because the word speaks for itself. And a lot of times, we all got to be mindful. God is not the author of confusion. We say one thing, even God will challenge us the way we challenge our kids. So be about it is one thing, but are you ready? The way Paul the Apostle said, he picked up his cross and followed who? Jesus Christ. So it's not a long, it's not an easy walk, you know? We can do all that talking, but God will put you through that fire. Like David said, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let me tell you, be mindful. The devil's not stupid. You know, a lot of times we think he's stupid, but also God gave us spiritual eyes. But those spiritual eyes, a lot of time, if we so distracted, we will miss out. And spiritual ears. If you got so much things clogged up in your eardrums, you will lose on the hearing of the word and also listening, hearing God's voice. And what kind of bothered me at first, child, I'm going back to Jeremiah, the man of God said it. If a child can get specific instruction from the Lord, despite he barely knew how to speak, yes, the power, everything the Lord put in Jeremiah. Let's be honest, we adults, we can't even comprehend simple instructions. If you can't even take simple instruction that the Lord is giving you, how you expect God to allow you to lead his people? God is not the author of confusion. And a lot of time, God will allow the devil, give the devil permission, like Job. The Lord said to Job, you could do whatever, but do not pierce his heart. In other words, don't kill him. So this is a serious walk. It's either you in it to the day God calls us home, or don't play church, or don't make a mockery out of God. Because at the end of the day, we cannot fool greater in us. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Sister Jennifer. Praise God from Long Island. Hallelujah. We thank God for you and your comments on tonight. Hallelujah. Let me pray for your headache real quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Sister Jennifer on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that you are a healer on tonight, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you release the pain, the pressure, hallelujah, that's in our head right now, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe that you are above able to do all things, Lord. Give her the time to rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The rest that she needs, Lord. Hallelujah. Give her that time, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for what you're doing in her life on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God. Sister Jennifer, the Lord wanted me to tell you, don't worry about losing any time. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, just like the word said, I will give you back the years that the canker worms ate up for you. I will give you back the time that you lost. Hallelujah. So don't worry about losing any time. He'll say, I'll make time. Hallelujah. He said, for Jacob, I made time stand still. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And he said, I'll do the same for you. Hallelujah on tonight. So he said, don't worry about time. Don't worry about I ain't got enough time. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'll provide time. I created time. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's confirmation, Elder. I thank you, sir, so much. But confirmation. I've been up since 2:44. And Elder, thank you. And you was able to pick it up. And you are a true man of God, like I say to you. And First Lady, when I sent you that, I said, you and First Lady are the real deal. And I don't get close. I don't let people pray for me. But I thank you, Elder, because God knows. You know, it's like God knows. And thank you, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jennifer. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on the line on tonight, another comment? The phone lines are still open. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God, amen, for each and every person who called in and tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly hope you are blessed, amen, with that word on tonight. Once again, that movie was called Ghost Ship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go check it out, amen. Praise God, amen, and see if you can see, hallelujah, amen, what Sister Valencia was pointing out to us. Praise God. The God, the enemy. Praise God, how the enemy works, how the enemy moves, hallelujah. Praise God, and not only that, whenever you're watching something, reading something, looking at anything, praise God, hallelujah, listening to music, praise God, see if you can hear God in the music. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, because God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, if you seek me, hallelujah, you'll find me. Hallelujah, a lot of us are looking for God. We say we're looking for God. Hallelujah, but it ain't that he ain't that hard to find. He's everywhere. Praise God, hallelujah. If we truly seek him, we will truly find him. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. We thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in. Amen. We want to invite you, amen, to tune in with us on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah, amen, until this little thing is over with. Praise God, hallelujah, where we will be broadcasting care church Sunday morning service, amen, hallelujah, here at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. So we invite y'all to tune in with us and Bishop Mac Page on Sunday mornings, hallelujah, care church going live. We are always here Thursday night, hallelujah, amen, praise God, with Sister Valencia Scott, amen, on Thursday night Thunder, and you can also catch First Lady and myself throughout the week, hallelujah, with the Anointed Morning Show. So we are, hallelujah, amen, thank God for everything that he's doing within the ministry, hallelujah, amen, praise God, and we will continue to thank God, hallelujah, praise God. And if there'll be nothing else on tonight, we're going to go ahead and close out for the night, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. May that word resonate with us. May we take that word with us wherever we go, and may we practice that word. Hallelujah. Let us not be like the man that built his house on the sand, but let us be like the man that dug down to the rock. Hallelujah. And use your word as a foundation to build our house on. And Lord, we thank you on tonight. We praise your high, your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. And as we leave the line, but never from God's presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. Before y'all go to bed tonight, do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored.
I know. I know. Oh, he's sweet. I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong. Tell them do it. Everywhere I go. What you gonna say? What you gonna say, Greater Traveler's Rest? That I found a safe. And he come on, in spite of what you're going through it. Help me say, he's sweet, I know.
I'm judgment, but I'm still here, yeah. Another day's journey. Woo! God kept me here. I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here. I made it. Woo! God kept me here. Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen. The grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need, standing right there just to see about me. His arms around it. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh, kept me here. And I just want y'all to know that tonight, I made it. A lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made
it. I'm still here, yo.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to time.
I made it.
All night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your head, wondering what the next day was going to bring. Yes, he did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.
Don't know nothing about you. You can try, but there's nobody like you.
from the cornerstone. God in the flesh, now seated upon his throne. Jehovah Shalom, he is my peace. Jehovah Jireh, cause he's provided for me. And when I'm in trouble, I'm about to lose my mind.
Honey,